Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is that time again. It is the prayer line with Pastor Christopher, your host. I do want to apologize in advance for the technical difficulties that we had on Tuesday, but please call in 657-383-1974, and if you would like to participate or make a comment, press 1 on your phone of your headset, and or call in 657-383-1974. Pastor Christopher, we are glad to have you back. Welcome.
Yes, sir. And I'm glad to be back, man. Glad to be back.
So we are blessed. So did you have a blessed holiday weekend?
I really don't celebrate the holidays, but I was just glad to see another day.
Amen.
But I had a busy, I had a busy day. Getting a new phone, you know, which is a blessing.
Amen, amen. I'm glad that you had that taken care of. Pastor Christopher, while we're waiting for callers to call in, something that I was thinking about this weekend as far as the power that we have in Christ Jesus. So if you wanted to if you want to elaborate on that while we're waiting for callers, that is something that just came, just dropped in my spirit this weekend, that about the power that we have when we're walking in the spirit.
Well, when you're talking about the power, I can't just give you my opinion. I can't just give you my personal opinion. But I got to give you what the Word is saying. And the Word said in Acts 1 and 8 that after the power of the Holy Ghost comes upon you, you should receive power. And a lot of times, people misinterpret that text. They think if they read it, they're going to get the power then. But if they really read the text, Acts chapter 1 and 8, it's talking about when you come on one accord. If you're not on one accord, the power is not going to hit. You know what I mean? And so,
amen.
Just because in the text, you will be endued with power on high. That don't mean that you will become Superman. That means that he will give you the power to do the work that he has called you and commissioned you to do. You know what I mean? The power is the inevitable. It's the power, the anointing. It enables you to do what you can't do for yourself. See? And if a lot of people really read the text and see what the context is really saying, then they will realize that the power is the anointing. It's the enabler. It's the amount to do what you couldn't do for yourself, because without the anointing, there won't be no power. You know? You won't have no power to cast out demons, walk up on serpents. You won't have that type of power. You come out? But, you know.
Amen.
That's the power.
Amen. You know, just talking about that, but a lot of people don't understand, we just don't gain power by doing nothing, because faith without works is dead. You know, I'm pretty sure our listeners and viewers, they know that. But how we gain the power and how we gain the anointing is we gain it by praying and fasting. You know what I'm saying? Jesus talked about, he said, only by this time. You know, when you talked about casting out demons and casting out different spirits, Jesus said, this time only come out by prayer and fasting. So,
and in
this day and time,
I mean, that's true. That's true. I mean, that's true. But see, the thing is, and also the Bible tell you, and also the Bible tell you about how to fast. You know, and a lot of times people won't put down. When you talk about fasting, a lot of people won't put down the collard greens. They won't put down the pork chop. They won't put down the cabbage. They won't put down the cornbread and the candy yams. And they won't put it down, but they want the power. See? And when he said this time by fasting and praying, they don't understand. They don't have no concept of what the scripture is really saying. The thing is that, number one, one has to submit himself to fasting and praying. You don't submit to fasting and praying, then the spirit ain't got nothing to work with.
Amen.
You know, and that's just telling people.
That's so true.
That's telling the listeners the real truth. Because the listeners that all around the world that listen, because there's people that's listening right now that never met me, never saw me, never even heard of my name. You know, but I want to submit to them. Is this? You got to submit to the move of the Holy Ghost. You know, so.
Amen.
You know, and that's the type of power that your mama can't give you, your daddy can't give you, your sister can't give you, your haters can't give you, not even your enemies can give you. You know what I'm saying? Because when he gives you the power, it's the enabler. Oh, God, I sense it. It's the power of the Holy Ghost. Because without the anointing, I wouldn't be on this telephone. Without the anointing, I'm nothing. See, that's why I tell people, when they look at these signs where folks get healed and folks get delivered in these prayer lines, it ain't the preacher, it ain't the prophet, it ain't the apostle, it ain't the chief apostle, it ain't the evangelist. It's the anointing that breaks the yoke.
Amen.
It's the anointing that destroys the yoke. And I tell people, don't get it mixed, don't get it twisted. You know, don't get it twisted. I don't care how anointed that preacher are. I don't care who he is. What his name, what his title is, how many conventions he running, how many prayer lines he running, I don't care what it is. Without the anointing, he couldn't do it. Because the anointing, see, a lot of people want to give glory to the preacher. No, it's the anointing.
Amen.
It's the anointing.
Because,
man. Go ahead.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because the preacher has to give himself over to the anointing to receive, so the message can be downloaded into his spirit that he may be given unto the people. And he has to yield himself unto the spirit so he can deliver the message, you know what I'm saying? Because the Bible says the blood is required on our hands if we don't do what God is telling us to do when we get up and take that post as being a pastor or a leader or a minister. You know, we have to tell the people the truth. When we stand by the pulpit, and like you said, it can't be no compromising. And people, you have to give all unto the Lord what God is requiring of us. And I think in this present time, in the present era that we're living in, that it is we need to know who we are as saints to inquire and to get that power where we can make some things happen. You know, make some things happen in the spiritual realm as well as our natural life. Because like you say, but we can only do it by the anointing. I do want to say this. If you have any comments or you have something that you would like to say, please press 1 on your handset. And if you would like prayer, you can reach us by calling 657-383-1974. And Pastor Christopher, if you could just bless us, you know, with, you know, some just revelation and knowledge, where do you feel like the body of Christ is headed. What state are we in, and how could we, what do we need to do to just basically get over the mountaintop and get to the next level where God is calling us to be at, as a whole?
And the prayer of faith and the will of God. That is
The thing of this is that I'm gonna go back to 2 Chronicles chapter 7:14, where in the text it say that if my people, he's talking about, when he talks about his people, he's talking about the remnant, and he's talking about the remnant people. Those have been chosen, those have been called out, those who that have been set apart. He's talking about the chosen. That's who he's talking about. The ones who he has marked for destiny, the ones he has marked for purpose. And a lot of people read that text, 2 Chronicles chapter 7:14. They read it. They just read it. But no. You just can't just read it. You've got to get revelation in that text. That's revelation in that text. There is a there's a word of there's logos in that word. That's rhema in that God I sent it. There's logos. There's rhema in that particular text. When he say that, if my people, what people is he talking about in that text? You know, what people is he talking about? He's talking about the remnant. That's what he's talking about. If my people, those who he have called, or those who he have chosen. And that's what he's talking about. And my people shall call upon my name, just humble themselves and pray. Seek my face and turn. Ooh, good God of my turn. You got to do some turning here. The preacher, the prophet, they got to turn. You turn out? The people got to turn. And
amen.
And so the theme of this that if they don't stick with that text, the covenant, that text is basically talking about, it's a covenant, and that's a covenant promise that he made to the people. And if they stick with that and stick to the covenant, then you'll see complete healing in the day and time.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And you say, where do you feel that the church? You asked me where the church was headed, right?
Yeah, where we're headed, yeah. And what is God showing you where we're headed at as a whole?
Okay. That's why I went to 2 Chronicles chapter 7:14, that in order for the church to be headed in the right direction, they got to stick with 2 mm-hmm. Chronicles 7:14. They got to stick with it.
Amen.
You know? In order for him to heal the situation, only body can heal this situation here in America is the Holy Ghost. But there's some promises that he made, and there's a covenant that he laid out. He laid out a covenant. You know what I'm about? And so if we don't stick to the Most High plan, then we're gonna be headed in the wrong direction here. You know what I'm about? We don't want to have a collapse.
Amen.
I'm Joseph Collins, CEO of Punch TV Studios. We have a network of television stations around the country. And today, we are proud to announce that we have just launched our newest television station across all of Southern California. KILM is the new Punch TV. Check your local listings on Direct, Dish, Spectrum, Charter, Frontier, and over the air for free. From the desert to the sea, it's Punch TV. For more information on the second phase of the Punch TV Studio stock offering for only $1 per share, call 310-419-5914, 310-419-5914, or log on to PunchTVStudios.com. That's PunchTVStudios.com.
Investing in an IPO carries a degree of risk. There is no guarantee that your investment will be secure. Do not invest if you cannot afford to lose your investment.
I'm Joseph Collins, CEO of Punch TV Studios. Growing up in South Central Los Angeles, my mother was on welfare. She fought day and night to get off welfare and give her children a better life. She would always say to me, son,
This is the best that I can do, but you can do better. And I promised that I would do better and that I would be the catalyst for change in our community. Just like I promise you that together we can build a multi-billion dollar media company that brings wealth back to our community, that resurrects blighted areas and puts people back to work. Be part of the promise. Be part of change. Invest in Punch TV Studios for only $1 per share. Call now, 310-419-5914. That's 310-419-5914. Or visit our website at punchtvstudios.com.
Are you an actor looking for your next role? Are you looking to audition to be cast in the next Hollywood project? One amazing way to do this is to work with Punch TV Studios, making movies and making magic. Join the actors group at Nabuki.com to find out about upcoming film projects and opportunities. It's a great place to network. Do you, Nabuki?
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back on the line. I do apologize for the technical difficulties. Pastor Christopher, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Okay, yeah, I apologize for that. We had lost just for a moment. We couldn't hear. So I'm sorry. Now, what were you? The last conversation we were talking about, as far as you're talking about humbling ourselves and how important.
Hello.
I'm Joseph Collins, CEO of Punch TV Studios. We have a network of television stations around the country. And today, we are proud to announce that we have just launched our newest television station across all of Southern California. KILM is the new Punch TV. Check your local listings on Direct, Dish, Spectrum, Charter, Frontier, and over the air for free. From the desert to the sea, it's Punch TV. For more information on the second phase of the Punch TV Studio stock offering for only $1 per share, call 310-419-5914, 310-419-5914, or log on to PunchTVStudios.com. That's PunchTVStudios.com.
Investing in an IPO carries a degree of risk. There is no guarantee that your investment will be secure. Do not invest if you cannot afford to lose your investment.
Ladies and gentlemen, I do apologize for the technical difficulties that we're having and experiencing. But just to get back on the topic, it looks like we were talking about prior as far as what it means to humble ourselves and how we have to just go through some circumstances and go through some trials and tribulations in order for us to get to the next level. And sometimes it takes us where we have to turn the cheek, where we have to just learn how to humble ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And regardless of what circumstances, what we may be in. And it looks to us in the natural like the devil has won and he has gotten the upper hand. But the scripture tells us that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against spiritual wickedness in high places. And you say, what is that spiritual wickedness? I mean, that comes from anything. And then the biggest thing that the devil tries to do is he makes circumstances where we look at the people. But I do want to let you know it's not the people which we're fighting against. It's demonic forces that cause us to have to walk in the spirit, that cause us to have to pray, that cause us to have to meditate and seek the Lord, because that's truly what our calling is. That's the reason why we started off the show talking about the power that God has given us. You know what I'm saying? The Bible says he has not given us a spirit of fear, but a sound mind. And with the sound mind, we can walk in authority with that if we just continue to give ourselves over to the Spirit and what God is calling us to do. Pastor Christopher, do we have you back on the line?
I'm here.
Hello, Pastor Christopher, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay,
I can hear you.
Okay. So I apologize for the inconvenience. I'm sorry about that, Pastor Christopher. I'm not sure exactly what was going on at the particular time. But as we were getting you back up and running, we were just continuing to talk about your topic as far as how we have to humble ourselves and how we have to, that's what's going to get us to the next level. So, I'm sorry for the technical difficulties, but you can go ahead and continue.
Well, I mean, the thing is that, and you said when we say we're not wrestling against flesh and blood, but against principalities, and we recognize that it is a spirit. You know, and that's what we thinking that, you know, we fighting against the person. We're not fighting against the person. It's a spirit that we fighting against. You know what I'm talking about?
Amen.
You know. Yeah, that's what people don't understand. They thinking that you. They think you're fighting against them, but you're not fighting against them, because you know you got to recognize the spirit in the person. You know, just like a drunk, on the street. He's not cursing you out. It's that demonic spirit in him.
Amen.
You know. Okay, wait. Yeah, and that's what people don't understand. You got to recognize that spirit. You got to recognize.
Amen.
Yeah, like anybody want to call in, you can call in 657-83. Wait. You can call in. Anybody want to call in, you can press 1 at 657-383-1974. Is that correct?
Amen. Yep, for prayer. And Pastor Christopher is here to pray for you. Like you said, the number is 657-383-1974, or you can press 1 from your handset if you want to comment or you have a question, because this show is designed for prayer, and the man of God is here to pray for you and to speak in words of encouragement into your life. And I do want to apologize to our listeners about the technical difficulties that we were having, but we are back up and running at this time. So if you would like prayer, please do not hesitate. Call in or press one from your handsets if you choose, if you would like to have a comment or something to say. But Pastor Christopher, you can go ahead and continue.
And and so a lot of times, people, you remember when I prophesied and told you about there was a storm coming to Alabama? I got confirmation on that too, that it did happen, you know, so, which is a blessing. But it's a blessing that it don't, you know, Now, the thing is that number one is what people fail to realize is that, you know, a lot of times when we argue with people argue with us, and whatever the case may be, we're not arguing with them. We argue with the spirit. We do with the spirit in that person. And a lot of times, just like I got a phone call yesterday, and the prime example, I got a phone call yesterday. Young lady called me. I said, no. And said, got on the phone, and I could have hung up, but I didn't hang up. You know, she wanted to voice herself. And she's like cursing and all this other crap. And but she wasn't cursing at me. The bottom line to it is, and I want to talk to somebody today because it's going to help somebody. What happened was, is because her mother, you know, abandoned her and she favored her other sisters over her, and she's talking about, oh, how she did this for her mom, and she cared for her mom, and she don't understand the reason why her mama don't want to have nothing to do with her, because, you know, the girl's about, what, 30-some years old. And I told her straight up, just like the girl pastor told her, that you need to leave that alone and get over it. And like, oh, why should he say that? But I told her like this. I said, first of all, I said, you're grown. And I said that your mama did her job. She brought you here, you know, and your daddy and mama got together. Only God knew that, bring them two together. They got you here. You grown. And I just say that if your mother chooses not to deal with you, that's her choice. You know, and the girl couldn't understand it. And I said, you can't make grown people, you can't make your mama, can't make grown people accept you. You know what I'm talking about? If your mama choose not to accept you, you got to learn to keep going. All you can do is forgive and keep it pushing. You know what I'm talking about? And I was trying to get her to understand that. And, you know, first of all, it ain't your mother. You know, you don't know what she's battling with. You know, it could be a spirit she's dealing with. You know what I'm talking about? You don't know what she's battling with. You know what I'm talking about? I mean, she has a reason why she don't deal with you. You know? So I was trying to get her to look at that perspective, because it ain't something. A lot of people are getting so wrong to the point, under the prime example, I'm glad we're talking about this topic. Because a lot of people get it wrong to the point where saying, oh, I can't forgive them, and I can't forgive this person. You don't know what that person did to you. And they don't get to understand to a point, sitting back and saying, wait a minute, you know what? There's a purpose behind this. And to recognize, first of all, it ain't the individual. It's a spirit in them that make them do what they do. And so when you get to that perspective, then you understand the whole matter. You know?
Amen.
You know, and that's what I recognize. I recognize that when people do stuff, I recognize, you know what? I say, you know what? I can ignore this, because you know why? It ain't that individual. That individual been used by an unseen force. And so when you recognize that, you know, you learn to move on. You come out. And so I'm gonna be honest with you. A lot of times they think because you carry a title, because you're a pastor and all that other stuff, they don't understand. The pastors bleed too, just like anybody else. Just like T.D. Jakes' son. I was watching it yesterday, T.D. Jakes' son. He made a mistake, but guess what T.D. Jakes did? He restored that brother. You know, he restored him, had all the other preachers come and surround him. They prayed for him. You know what I'm talking about? They didn't kick him out of the bush. You know what he said? He said, he's your son in this house. You know?
Amen.
So they They restored that brother. The Bible says, if a man is overtaken in a fault, you with your spirit are going to restore that brother. He didn't say criticize him. He didn't say put him down. I've seen it. I watched it. And I said, I see how they restored that brother. You know what I'm talking about? You know? And,
Amen. And I
happened to watch it. Went on YouTube and saw it. And I said, wow. You know what I'm talking about? So it's like, you know, that's what people, you know, the people don't understand the whole concept of it. Everybody, you know, is that, you know, you make one mistake. And I don't care how saved you are. I don't care how sanctified you are. I don't care if you got a holy day. I don't care if you got an awesome prayer life. You fast for 30 years and you fast for 30 hours. I don't care what it is. You make one mistake. And they will criticize you to put you down. I haven't seen it. I'm saying,
amen.
I'm a living witness. I'm a living witness.
Amen. I am too. I'm with you on that one.
I'm not telling you what somebody told me. I done made some mistakes, okay? And when you tell people that you got to have your private accountability committee. You know what I'm talking about? And those that gonna hold you accountable, that you can go to them and secretly and confide some stuff in them, and you know that it ain't going nowhere because these people hold you accountable. You know, but if you ain't got that, and you got some credit, and you got a credit committee, and you confide in them, oh, they gonna tell everybody but you. And so that's the difference. You know what I'm talking about? I remember when Dr. Charles Stanley made a mistake. He sat down for a whole year. So everybody is like Pastor Paul Shepherd. He went through some counseling, you come out, and he resigned from the church that he was, and the Lord led him to start his own church, and he's doing good now. So the thing is that number one is, I'm going to just be honest with you, when you allow the wrong people to put you on a pedestal, you're going to have a problem. And that's why to bring hope to people, you know, and encouragement to people. Because you never know who's listening, you know, and who may need this word of encouragement. There may be a preacher,
amen,
pastor, that may be a pastor that I don't even know that's listening. Have the Holy Ghost say, hey, go tune into this, prayer line, go tune in. That may be listening, that may be on the verge of giving up, throwing in the towel, throwing it in. But I got good news for you. I hear the Lord say, I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. Ooh, God, I sense it. I sense it. And that's to that pastor right there, that I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. And I declare to you that he's bread in a starving land. He's shelter in a time of storm. I want to encourage that pastor. You can't give up. You can't throw in the towel because there's lives at stake. And you can't give up. And you can't throw in the towel because if you don't preach, you're going to die. Because God has put, he's empowered your spirit. He gave you a word to bring deliverance to bring healing to the people. And you can't give up. You pregnant with a promise that I'll never leave you nor forsake you. I want to tell you that no weapon formed against you is going to prosper, nor your ministry. Now, I don't care how many demons in there fighting you in your church. If God be for you, who can be against you? I'm looking at this pastor right now. I'm looking at it right now. This pastor is in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And that's the pastor I'm talking to right now, because I'm seeing it right now. Sure as I'm talking to you, I'm seeing it. I'm seeing them demons fight you in your church. They fight you. My. And God is telling me under prophetic authority to tell you, don't you resign and don't you give up, because a breakthrough is coming. And there's a mother, thank you, Holy Ghost. There's a mother, you got a son that's on his way to court, and he got a decision right before him. He don't know if the judge going to lock him up, how the outcome of this case is going to be. But I hear the Holy Ghost say that he's going to turn that thing around. Ooh, good God of mine. I feel the breaking anointing. He's going to turn it around. And mother, if you hear my voice, I want you to get Ezekiel chapter 21, verse 27. God's going to turn that thing around. Ooh, good God of mine. God's going to turn that thing around. God's going to turn it around. Ooh, good God of mine. God's going to turn that thing around. I sense it. I'm listening to what the Spirit is telling me. Listen to what the Spirit is telling me right now.
Amen. That's what you got to do.
God, I thank you. I don't know. There's a lady named Linda. And your family members have been coming up against you. And God said there's been storms after storms. But God said, I'm going to bring you out of the storm. No matter how that storm has been affecting you, God said, I'm going to bring you out of the storm. So said the Spirit of God. Thank you, God.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah, it's just amazing to what the Spirit tells me. It's amazing. I am amazed to what the Spirit tells me. I'm amazed. Just amazed to what He tells me. Just amazing.
Amen.
Just amazing. To what He said. And we praying that this storm don't hit Atlanta. Praying that the storm don't hit Atlanta. I'm asking God that He'll shift that thing. Asking God to shift that thing. Let that storm bypass Atlanta. Let it bypass it. But God's going to bring deliverance to that city. He's going to bring deliverance. Total deliverance. Total restoration. To that city. And I see all the pastors in Chicago. I see the pastors getting together. And I see a lot of pastors in Chicago, like, really putting down their differences. And I see them coming together because they know that there's a fight out there. And I see them protesting, and I see them coming together. You know, protesting the gang killing, you know, talking about, and bringing peace and unity. That's what I keep seeing. I just see them coming together. I just see a coming together between clergy in Chicago. Because they're tired of the bloodshed. They're tired of their loved ones getting killed out in the street. So I keep seeing it. I just keep seeing it. Sure, I'm talking to you. I keep seeing it. Oh, my God. It's like pastors in Chicago, each one of them pleading to take a corner, and praying. Ooh, my. That this bloodshed will stop. Lord have mercy today, God, have mercy. Ooh, God, we pray for every mother in Chicago. Ooh, God, touch their heart, touch their inner being and their spirit, God. Give them strength, God. Give them strength, God. Give them strength right now, God. Give them strength, God. Give them every mother strength in Chicago. That battle, God, is dealing with their bereavement, God. Touch them, God. Ooh, God. Thank you, God. Thank you. Touch him, God. Touch him. If every leader would just pray and intercede for people in Chicago, you know, that's the problem. You know, we need to focus on Chicago, you know, and pray and intercede, you know, on behalf of them grieving mothers out there, you know. Yeah.
Amen.
I hear the Lord keep saying Chicago. There's a breakthrough coming in Chicago. It's coming. There's a breakthrough coming. And you let me be a line that is worthy to you. They're gonna come together in Chicago. They're gonna pray. They're gonna intercede in Chicago. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Ooh, my. Because God is waiting for them to come together. We want unity. But unity is gonna break it. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Too much division in Chicago. That's what it is. God wants
Amen.
To come together. Now come on one accord. All this denomination fighting, all this other crap. If they come together, I guarantee they'll stop. See, if the people unify, a lot of this foolishness won't be happening out in the streets. See, the church got to come together. These preachers, these leaders got to come together first. Because you can't tell them brothers in the street not to kill each other if the preachers don't come together. They got to unify first. You know, they got to unify. The church got to get it together. Because you can't tell them brothers nothing in the street if the church ain't together.
Amen.
It's the spirit of unity. When we can put down your differences. You know, all this religious gangbanging. There's more gangbanging in the church than is out in the street. So if the church could come together in the spirit of unity, then we can affect what's going on out in the streets. Then they'll listen to you. But see, it's, I thank the Most High for this prayer line because they know on this prayer line it's going to be authentic. It's going to be the truth. You know, uncensored and uncut. You know what I'm talking about? Nothing but the truth. That's the type of prayer line you need. You need a prayer line where somebody's going to give you the truth, not sugarcoated. Because I don't believe in sugarcoating the truth. I don't believe cutting it up. I believe in telling it like it is. You tell it like it is and you pray like it is. A lot of times people pray, but they don't pray like it is. I think you ought to pray like it is and then tell it like it is. But, ooh, you gave me something new today.
Hey, man, that's the only way you can be. I mean, there's nothing about God that's fake. There's nothing about His Holy Spirit. Nothing about it. You have to keep it, as I say, 100, because if you don't keep it 100, then you're deceiving this people. But if anybody would like prayer, the number is 657-383-1974. You call in or press 1 on your headset. So please call in 657-383-1974 if you would like prayer. Or if you want to have a comment, please press 1 on your headset. But Pastor Christopher, just like what you were saying, man, you have it right. Like I said, I'm familiar with the city of Chicago and surrounding areas in Chicago, and that's true. The city needs unity. The ministers, mm-hmm. the community organizers, and the people have to come together in order to deal with the gang violence, in order to deal with the problems or circumstances that are happening in the communities, and not just in Chicago, but the surrounding communities in the area. And I believe that what you said is prophetically in line with the city. I do believe that God's going to bless the leaders and the pastors and the preachers to come together for the greater good and put down politics and put down denominations, or we can't work with this man or we can't work with her because she's a woman preacher. See, all that stuff has to be done away with, because a lot of people don't realize that women have anointing too. God has, the Bible says, there's no male or female in Christ Jesus. Ye are all one. And I guarantee you, if it was a woman trapped in, if you were trapped inside of a gate, and if it was a woman there to come free you up, you don't care who she is, you don't care what color they are, mm-hmm. you just want to get loose, you just want to get free.
Right.
And we, as the people of God, have to dismiss the polarization that takes place in the kingdom, because can't nobody progress like that. We have to have respect and love and kindness, you know, for one another. And, mm-hmm. and we're getting there. And when God does that, when he brings everybody together, the body of Christ, man, is going to be something to reckon with. That's when you're going to see the dead raised. That's when you're going to see the limbs and arms growing out, because he's going to use his people, such as yourself, Pastor Christopher, to lay hands on the sick. The Bible says if there be sick among you, call for the elders of the church. And you want a God's being that God's going to do that for, and he's going to use you in this last day. I do believe that. Now, that's one thing I don't question, that you are one of God's men. And he's going to use a lot of different men and women to do those things, not only in the United States but around the world, because people have to know that God is real. But but in the meantime, if we have anybody who would like to pray, that Pastor Christopher, so he can lay, you know, speak words of encouragement and pray for you, the number you can call in is going to be 657-383-1974. You can press 1 from your handset to elaborate or have a comment if you would like to have prayer. So please call in. The number is going to be 657-383-1974. We're here to help. We're here to encourage you. Hello, caller?
Yes. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. What's your name and where you're from?
Hi, my name is Thomasine, and I'm calling from Rockford, Illinois. And I've just been enjoying your show and how you've been speaking on encouragement today and forgiveness. And I had a special request if you could pray for me and my family, not as particular my sister. She has been down with muscular sclerosis for quite some time now, and she just needs some encouragement, you know, to stay in the race.
Is your sister somewhere around?
Yes, she can hear you. She's on speaker, and her name is Veronica.
How you doing, Veronica? Hello?
Veronica.
Hello.
Try to be all right.
She says she's trying to be all right.
Okay, guess what I need you to do? I'm going to pray. Guess what I need you to do? Guess what I need you to do? I want you to go. I'm going to pray. I want you to go get you some. I want you to go get her some alkaline water. Okay?
Uh-huh.
And I want you to go get her some black seed oil. And take a little tap of that black seed oil and put it in her alkaline water. God, I sense it. And God's going to touch you. He's going to touch your body. And I want you to get some anointed oil. And I want you to anoint her feet. I want you to anoint the back of her neck area.
Oh, Lord. Thank you.
Huh? Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
I want you to anoint the back of her neck area. I got the elbows to get out of her. God, I sense it. God, I got the elbows to get out of her. And as you do that, you shall see a miracle. Death is not her portion. Death is not her portion. It's not her portion. And death is not her breed. And as you taking care of your sister, God's gonna strengthen you. God's gonna strengthen you.
Thank you, Jesus.
And there's some things that you're gonna have to let go of. So says the Spirit of God. And I promise you, I don't know you. And you don't know me. And I'm not going to tell you if God don't tell me. Because if God don't tell me, I'm going to get off this telephone. Because I'm not going to play with it. There's some things you're going to have to let go of. There's some things you're going to have to let go of. But God's going to strengthen you. He's going to strengthen you. As you helping your sister out, God's going to strengthen you. But what I want you to do is I want you to go and I want you to sow a seed on behalf of your sister. I don't care if you got to give it to a homeless man. I don't care if you got to feed the homeless. Whatever you do, sow a seed on behalf of your sister. You see a homeless man? Give him some money. Give him some money. Sow a seed on behalf of your sister. You got to feed a homeless man. You got to feed a homeless man. Sow a seed on her behalf. I don't care. Wherever you at out there in Chicago, you see a homeless person, sow a seed in his life on behalf of your sister. And I'm stupid enough to believe God to tell you that. I'm crazy enough to believe God to tell you that. But sow a seed on her behalf.
Yes.
Cool. And I'm going to tell you this. When my mother had breast cancer and I got the news about it, I sowed a seed. And I've seen God heal my mother completely. I tell you what somebody told me. Tell you what I know. I sowed the seed. and God healed.
Amen.
If you believe in God for him to heal your sister, then sow a seed in somebody.
Amen.
Sow a seed. I'm telling you, God's a healer. He can raise up her body. He can raise her up. And he can make her completely whole.
Amen.
See, it's not her will, it's God's will.
Amen.
But he can do it. That's what he specializes in healing. He's the only doctor that I know that can heal. But I want you to be encouraged today. I want you to be encouraged. And this is what I want you to do too. I want you to set the atmosphere in this house. Wherever you at, would you set the atmosphere? Get rich or small, there's a healing for your soul. Set the atmosphere of healing in that house.
The name of Jesus. Hiya, hiya, hiya.
Set the atmosphere of healing. You want God to heal? Set the atmosphere.
Oh, yes, Father.
If you want healing to step in your room, set the atmosphere.
Lord. Yes, Lord.
Because when you set the atmosphere of worship, when you set the atmosphere of worship,
yes, Lord.
You set the atmosphere for her to be healed.
Amen.
Oh, my. You got to set the atmosphere for her to be healed.
Yes,
set
Lord.
Set the atmosphere. Let the worship get into her spirit.
Oh, Lord.
Let it get into her spirit. Let it get into her spirit.
Hello.
Set the atmosphere in that room. Leave it on. Set the atmosphere. There is a bomb. There is a bomb in Gilead. I want you to play that Richard Smallwood, and I want you to get that song by Kurt Carr. I've seen him do it.
Thank you, Jesus.
Set the atmosphere of worship. It'll keep the chaos out the house. And you be blessed. God, I thank you. You be blessed. We thank you for calling. We appreciate you. All the way from Chicago, Illinois. Ooh.
No, I'm Rock. This is Rockford.
Huh? Yeah, I know about it. I know about one of my buddies coming by today.
I know about it.
I heard about that city. You be blessed.
Okay, thank you very
much. All right. Hello? Hello?
We want to thank you, Pastor Christopher, I said, because you, as always, you touch some people, and God has used you to speak some encouraging words into the things of God like. And don't never let nobody tell you that you don't, because the people who listen, they enjoy the show because it gives them enrichment to their souls. It gives them more ammunition just to get through the week. So we appreciate everything that you do, man of God, and keep doing your thing. I think God is gonna bless you. He's gonna continue to use you and take you into many places and dimensions like never before. And we thank you on behalf of Punch TV for having this prayer line, Pastor Christopher for just blessing us every Tuesday and Thursday, you know, with your encouraging words and, you know, just whatever God has given you to speak unto his people. But we have run out of time. We will be back, ladies and gentlemen, on Tuesday at noon with the prophetic hour with Pastor Christopher. So you can tune in the same time on Tuesday at noon for the show. And I do want to apologize about the technical difficulties that we had. And I want to say to everybody, thank you for your patience, and also you have a blessed and wonderful weekend, and I want to say take God with you, and God will go along with you, and he'll never leave you nor fail you, and God bless you. Until next time.